Open windows. September the 5th. Open heavens. In Acts 7, 56-58, we read, "Look, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing in the place of honour at God's right hand." And then they put their hands over their ears and began shouting. They rushed at him and dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. You and I, on the broadest basis of the Christian life, are here to represent a check. And because we are here for that, we shall be called troublemakers. In a very real sense, we shall be troublemakers. The trouble will focus itself upon us, and we shall have to suffer for it. The very fact that you are jealous for the Lord will bring you into conflict with that trend that there is in the world, that trend in man. When there is the pure testimony, the fullest expression of what is God, the heavenly over against the earth, the spiritual over against the carnal or the natural, the enemy gives a turn to things, a twist to things, and lays the responsibility at the door of a spiritual and a heavenly ministry. He says, "You are the cause of all the trouble. You are the troubler." Ah, but no. The trouble lies deeper than that, and in another realm. The truth is, there is something here that, in its very nature, must create trouble, must be a source of trouble. So long as God's known will and his revealed mind is being violated, while the full expression of God's purpose is being withstood. To bring in something that stands for that, there is going to be trouble. It is a costly thing to have to see God's full purpose and thought concerning his people. It is always a costly thing. The Lord set a very vivid example and object lesson of this truth right in the foreground, like in the incident of the man born blind in John 9. Oh, there is no doubt that the Lord intended that man to represent Israel and Israel's condition at the time. He gave that man sight. And what happened to that man? They cast him out. That is all. They cast him out. They excommunicated him. That is an object lesson, an instance of this very thing. If eyes had been open, if in any sense, not officially, you have become a seer, one who sees, it's going to cost you a lot. It will involve you in a lot of trouble. This matter of seeing does that. It was Elijah the seer over against the blindness of Israel. It's a costly thing to be a spiritual man or a spiritual woman in this universe. It is a costly thing, oh yes, very costly, to hold a heavenly and a spiritual position. It is a costly thing to hold for Christ's full place, and it involves you in trouble. It is a costly thing to have light, if it's true light, God-given light. It is a costly thing to have life, but remember, it is here, in this, that the power is resident.